Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, companies trying added services in their stores to keep customers from shopping online at rivals, and what employees admit about their use of social media while on the clock. Those stories after this.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Under growing pressure from discounters and online rivals, supermarkets are trying to transform themselves into places where you might want to hang out rather than just grabbing groceries and heading home. For example, how about a facial while waiting for your cold cuts? Here's a big business trend that might help differentiate your small business. It's a story from Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Haddon. Heather, what are we seeing?
Some are actually offering exercise classes, so yoga, other kind of forms of exercise. In-house spas, some recreation stuff like bike repair stores at some Whole Foods that I mentioned. So basically, it's thinking really creatively about what a supermarket offers and what people might be drawn to actually get in their cars or take the train and go there. I mean, and that is part of what these supermarkets are confronting when you can just sit at home and order your groceries online. They got to think of new and novel ways to actually get you in store.
Where's the space for some of this stuff?
Well, yeah, so it's a real investment. So the ShopRite-branded stores I talked about, you know, they had to set aside a whole room, with, you know, and I looked at it. It had mirrors and a bar and everything. You know, it's not big. It's not full gym size exercise class. But it is, you know, it's just a whole studio, and they set aside that in one store, and they're going to do it in another. So it is an investment. You know, I mentioned one example of a Fry's-branded grocery store out in Phoenix where they opened to great fanfare in 2010 with a car wash. So that is a big investment, building a whole car wash for customers. And they found in the end it didn't really take off. So, you know, again, store owners really need to think carefully about this because it is an investment of space, services, of money, capital. I mean, you could be putting lots and lots of aisles of bread products in the size of a full-service car wash. So It just depends.
Thanks, Heather. Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Haddon. Coming up next, what employees think about your social media rules at the office. If you're looking to grow or relocate your business, there are three numbers you should know. 10, 2,000, and 6. 10 stands for Michigan's ranking as a top 10 pro-business state. 2,000 is the number of unnecessary regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6 stands for Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climate. All those numbers add up to the one state that has all that and more, Michigan. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. We'll finish with this. A new survey about the use of social networks while on the job confirms what you probably already knew. People sign on to Facebook and Twitter to take a mental break from work. Here's another shocker. The survey by Pew also found that plenty of workers feel that social media can get in the way of their jobs. 56% admit it's distracting. Employees log on to Facebook the most, followed far behind by Twitter and LinkedIn. The most common reason? 34% say it's to take a mental break from the job. 27% said they did it to connect with family and friends. 24% said it was to make professional connections, while 20% pointed to gathering work-related information. And how about this stat? Some 29% of workers ages 18 to 29 came across information online that lowered their opinion of a colleague. Also, employees appear to be ignoring corporate attempts to restrict social media use. 77% of workers said they use social media on the job regardless of any employer policy. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I want to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. Email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. I know it's long. gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.